Tape script 54. Freddy.
How old are you now, Freddy?
12.
Is that a good age to be?
Yeah. You're grown up enough to be semi-independent, but still young. At school, I've just gone from being one of the oldest in my old school to being one of the youngest in secondary school.
Ah, and which do you prefer?
Well, it was good being the oldest because I could boss people around. But it's quite good being the youngest too because we're let out early for lunch and we get to go home at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoons. Also, having an older brother in the same school helps.
What are the advantages of being 12?
You're not a teenager yet, so you're not annoyed and uptight about everything.
How old's your brother?
16.
What differences are there between being 12 and being 16?
He smells and I don't. Also, he's got exams and I haven't.
Have you ever wished you were older or younger than you are?
Yeah, I'd like to be old enough not to tidy my room.
But you have to tidy your room whatever age you are.
Yeah, but if I was old enough to leave home and have my own place, I wouldn't have to tidy my room.
Tape script 54.
Jem.
How old are you, Jem?
16.
What's it like being 16? Is that a good age to be?
Well, I prefer to be 18.
Why?
Because of the things I could do legally, like go to bars and clubs and... Oh, yeah, and vote.
Are you looking forward to voting?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you who you might vote for?
Well, I don't really know. It might all have changed in 2 years.
What do you think is the best age to be?
Probably when you're really young. Before you go to school. You don't have a care in the world.
You've got a brother who's 12, haven't you?
Yes, unfortunately.
In what way are your lives different?
Well, I've got a lot more responsibilities. I've got a part-time job at the weekend, and I've got more of a workload from school. But I've also got a lot more freedom. He's not allowed out after 6 o'clock.
Ah. Do you mind if I ask you whether you've got a girlfriend?
Not really.
Tape script 54. Yvette.
You've just had an important birthday, haven't you?
Oh, well, not really. These days, 18 is the important one.
So, how does it feel to be 21?
Oh, exactly the same as 20.
Is there anything you can do now that you couldn't do before you were 21?
No, not really. But I suppose when you're 21, you have more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be more independent and you can't depend on your parents so much. I have to pay for my holidays myself now. So these are the disadvantages. And people expect grown-up behaviour from you.
What do you reckon is the best age to be?
Maybe 5 years old. You go to play school and you play all day. Everybody spoils you and life is just fun.
Have you ever wished you were older or younger?
Oh, yes. When I was about 15, my brother was allowed out and I wasn't. He's 3 years older than me, and I wanted to be the same age as him.
Tape script 54.
Carmel.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
Actually, I'd rather not say. But put it this way, I'm the wrong side of 30.
Is that a good age to be?
Yes, pretty good. But it's a lot older than 25, which is how old I feel.
What's life like when you're in your 30s?
Well, not very different from my 20s, except that I'm seriously thinking of buying more expensive face creams and wondering if they really work.
What do you think is the best age to be?
I think between 25 and 30 is a good age, because you've kind of sorted out what you want, and you know how to get it, and you've got some experience of trying to get it. At that age, you don't think about the consequences of what you do, whereas when you're a bit older, you do tend to worry about the consequences.
So, do you wish you were still 25?
No, I'm happy at the age I am now. I mean, I had a good time in my 20s, but I wouldn't necessarily want to relive them.